Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, October 31st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have a ghoulishly good show for you today, this morning. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Breaking news stories all across the country yesterday. Smartmatic software, Dominion machines screwing up the election. People who are voting straight party ticket may not have their ballots read properly if they are handicapped and use a special type of accessing ballot. We're going to have Pat Kobach on. He's going to be with us from 10 to 10:30. We're going to talk about it with him. Numbers not adding up. Saw a Twitter post of his. It was further also verified independently from Matt DiPerno. Numbers are slightly different, but basically saying the same thing. And this is something that you need to understand the numbers to understand what's potentially happening in Michigan in this election. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson came out yesterday and put on a fake press conference with numerous questions from the media that were there. Once again, avoiding, deflecting, absolutely trying to cover up what's going on here in Michigan. Supposedly there was a glitch in the election equipment known as Dominion using Smartmatic software. Pretty interesting, the numbers. Pretty interesting. Well, all over it, Laura Trump posted on her Twitter X account, the RNC's election integrity team received reports of thousands of duplicate ballots in Michigan. We immediately investigated and have confirmed that it was a glitch in the system. These duplicates were not and will not be counted. Well, that statement didn't go far enough for Patrick Kobach. He said that this is going to be a legal battle in Michigan. Looking at the numbers, Patrick responded to Lord Trump saying, "Did you ask the Michigan Secretary of State why the supposed report query glitch did not seem to be evident from September 30th to October 18th, 2024, the day when early voting started via absentee ballots? Magically, 3 days later, the numbers jumped dramatically. Then it jumped again on October 28th, just 3 days ago." Pat's saying he's not buying it, and he thinks that the RNC, Laura Trump, and their attorneys were buffaloed by Jocelyn Benson. He has some questions. Show us the math. I'll get into those questions in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This last day of October, just a few days before Election Day, this coming Tuesday, November 5th, major problems with our election equipment here once again in Michigan. Petra Kobeck has five simple questions that he would like the RNC and their attorneys to ask Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Daily absentee voter reports. Bar graphs. Pat is a rocket scientist. Me, he's a mathematician. Numbers don't lie. He would like some questions answered based on these bar graphs, based on these numbers. In looking at what they call a query report, where you're asking for numbers of ballots that have been submitted, transmitted to the Secretary of State's office, not knowing how people voted, just knowing whether or not ballots were turned in. Absentee ballots. Show the report queries in effect for the following dates. September 30th to October 18th. Then there appears to be 3 days of no activity. No ballots were turned in after the 18th, the 19th, the 20th. No other report is shown in the information until October 21st. What happened? Nobody turned in ballots those 3 days, 2 days, the 19th and the 20th. Then show the numbers from October 21st to October 27th. Then what happened specifically on October 28th? Fourth question, what about the 29th and the 30th of October, yesterday and the day before? Also, final question, show the who, when, and what of the Michigan Qualified Voter Files transaction log. The specific transaction log showing every single one of these ballots being submitted, transmitted to the records of the Secretary of State's office. Then he has a very simple question. Do you remember back in 2020 when Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, tried to pass off a 7,060 vote flip in Antrim County as human clerical error, quote unquote? Who did they get to admit to that human clerical error? Current clerk, Cheryl Guy. The very same Cheryl Guy who the Democrats are supporting a write-in campaign against the Republican primary winner of the August 6th primary for Antrim County Clerk, my wife, Victoria Bishop. Patrick Kobeck ends with this. In the words of Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. And then he put a semicolon with a right parenthesis to kind of be as a winking smile turned sideways. Well, let's dive into his numbers because, again, he is a mathematician. He's a rocket scientist. You have to understand matters of science boil down to mathematics. It deals with numbers. Why? Numbers don't lie. In looking at the reports, starting on September 30th, the number of people who voted multiple times, number of votes, number of excess votes. We're going to explain all that. September 30th, zeros across the board. October 1st, zeros across the board. Activity started to happen on October 2nd. One multiple vote, two number of votes, one excess vote. Very, very simple. October 3rd, the next day, 16 multiple votes. Why? Because they were showing 32 number of votes, which was actually in excess of 16, exactly half. What it appears, just from those first two dates right there, October 3rd, October 4th, they were doubling the vote count. Fast forward, after 3 days of no activity, to October 7th. Well, again, 13 multiple votes because number of vote total, 26, excess number of votes, again, 13. The next day, 10-20-10. The next day, 9-18-9. Basically doubling the real number of votes being submitted to the Secretary of State's office. They show all the dates all the way up until October 18th. Now, this is absentee early turn-in votes that were going into the records. Nothing happened on October 19th and October 20th. That's kind of weird. But then listen to the numbers the very next day on October 21st. Voted multiple times, 1,020. Number of votes, 1,999. Excess votes, 3,019. No longer simply doubling them, basically giving the multiple votes three times the value, not twice. Next day, October 22nd, 1,800, 3,205, 5,005. Number of excess votes. The next day, 8,408. Excessive number of votes. The next day, 9,118. The next day, which was another huge jump, October 25th. This is the day before early 9 days voting started on Saturday, this past Saturday, October 26th. 11,395 excess votes. What happened the very first day of early voting? Excessive number of votes, 208,075. The very next day, October 29th, goes back down to 1-1-2. Same for October 30th, 1-1-2. What happened may have taken place, folks, on October 28th. Why is that? Excess number of votes on that day, the third day of 9 days of early voting, 208,075. Just a hair over 208,000 votes, excessive, were thrown in to the count mix here in Michigan. Got a question for you. Back in 2020's election, that supposedly Joe Biden won the state of Michigan, what was the number of votes in excess of Donald Trump's votes here in Michigan? 154,108. That number is ingrained in my brain forever. So the margin of victory that Joe Biden won in 2020, just a hair over 154,000. On October 28th, according to the daily absentee voter and 9 days early voting, 208,000 excessive votes were reported into the system. because of early voting, because of absentee voting, because of Donald Trump telling everybody to vote early, don't wait until Election Day, they already knew the numbers that they had to inflate and put into the count on October 28th. The fix is in, folks, for Harris to win Michigan, and the fixing of it, the rigging of it, took place 3 days ago. Here's the good news. They only put 208,075 in there. The day before, 11,400. The day before, 9,118. The day before, 8,408. The other major huge jump started on October 21st, 22nd, 3,000, 5,000. So let's add this up. Let's not cut any hairs here. We'll just round down, not up. 3,000, 5,000 is 8,000. Another 8,400 and 9,100. Well, that adds up to 17,500. So 17,500 on days 3 and 4 when this started, plus another 8,000. So you're at 17,500 plus 8,000. We're at 25,500. Throw in 11,000. 36,500. Throw in the day it happened. 208,000 plus 36, 244,000 votes is where this huge jumps took place. What is our job? To get 245,000 people out to vote on Election Day this coming Tuesday. Do not vote early. Do not turn in your absentee ballot in person. It's too late to mail. If you have an absentee ballot, you must take it to the clerk on Tuesday, November 5th. If they'll let you vote on it, they don't have to print another ballot. Great, save some money. But you put your ballot in the tabulating machine on Tuesday, November 5th, yourself. I had 35, 40 text messages yesterday. People said they went to the 9 days of early voting. They don't even have tabulators there. Case Township, Presque Isle County, reports no tabulator machine there to put your ballot into. They were having people stack them on a table, told them to trust them, they would lock their ballots up until Election Day when they got their tabulator machine. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. This is huge in the numbers that were automatically inserted into the count where it jumped starting on October 21st. And when you look at this bar graph, mathematically speaking, there is no way you can justify that huge of a bump on October 28th. We're going to ask Patrick Kobach specifically, is that when our election was stolen for Donald Trump, away from Trump, giving it to Harris in Michigan?